Testing.
1, 2. 1, 2.
This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast.
I was trying to say podcast.
Season 2. Episode 6. Episode 6. So the thing that's been, oh my goodness, sorry about that. The thing that's been on my mind is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
But it has to do with, where did my rage and judgment go?
Which way did it go?
Because if I had shoes...
You do have shoes.
Okay, let's say platform shoes. And we're all lucky as shit to have shoes.
Humans didn't have shoes.
Otzi had some grass boots. Yes, he did have grass boots. But my shoes would be, metaphorically speaking, platform shoes.
That there's something between me and the ground.
And what I learned or experienced, I suppose that's a better
way of describing
my descent. I'm not sure if I learned anything or if I just remembered something.
Something.
What did I learn?
What did you remember?
Remembering is like putting a body back together piece by piece. I was fixated on judged to be wrong, what I did wrong,
what my son did wrong,
and the whole enterprise of fucking up.
What does it mean to
fuck up, be a fuck up? I suppose those are different things, right? Like, fucking up is
pursuing an unproductive course of action.
Sure. So fucking up is one thing, but being a fuck up, that's like a choice.
When I was in my late teens living in San Francisco, there was a punk band that had a storefront. They called themselves the Fuck Ups.
They picked their name, and they were kind of fucked up. I've been a fuck up. Yeah, you've been a fuck off, too.
Here and there.
That's a judgment.
I guess that is a judgment.
Hang on, my daughter's calling me.
I wonder what kind of conversation we might have.
Hi, honey. What's going on?
Is she coming with you or just you?
She is gonna go do an exercise thing in the park at 7.
Okay.
So it'll just be me.
Okay. And so
you?
What exactly do you want?
That's a good question.
I order the same thing all the time. Spicy,
yeah,
crispy,
spicy
salmon.
Crispy salmon. Good choice.
Okay, sure. Is that it?
God damn it.
Do you want anything else or not?
A little less attitude.
She ignored that from you.
And then she repeated the question.
Do you want anything else?
I don't think so. Did you hear that high note? Brown rice, if they have it. Okay, it turns out, was able to join us for dinner. I look forward to talking with you guys and hearing your ideas.
Okay.
All right.
I can let you know if we'll be ready earlier, but right now we're out doing stuff, so maybe we'll be home earlier, but if not, it's 7:30.
I told her I was flexible. No worries.
All right. Talk to you.
Okay, bye, honey. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
It's amazing what we take for granted.
Shoes. A simple conversation, tasting food. The last time I talked to my son, it was so banal, so normal, uneventful. Maybe it's worth thinking of every conversation we have as potentially the last one.
Someday it will be. It's worth thinking about.
I heard an idea. The ancients, or at least some of the ancients, believed that things were only real if they had substance, physical matter,
construct,
substance, like something underneath your feet. To exist requires matter.
It doesn't matter. It does not exist.
Like the shadows in the cave, they don't actually exist?
Question mark?
I heard an interview with a writer.
And after his interview was over,
there was an announcement that just after that interview, which was taped a few days earlier, he lost his 19-year-old daughter. In a car accident.
Every conversation could be my last.
His beautiful daughter.
I know that guy.
Every conversation. Every chance to say, I love you. So much. Objectively know what is truly good or truly bad in this world, what to do
or what not to do, and why, and why, and why.
I suppose one answer could be to live this life with as few fuck-ups as possible and without being a fuck-up, which is an issue of character.
Something that can be improved with skill
and realization. Just like that last conversation we're always having. Good character requires that you are sensitive to the
effect
we have on other people
and nature.
I believe
that it is correct
that each one of us
has to find a completion of ourselves, an expression of ourselves that feels complete to our personality, to our appetites, our desires, our...
Desire is a good word, like what we like.
What we're going to do anyway. Like you, I enjoyed getting fucked up, and I realized I had to find, I don't know, healthy...
ways of doing that, that didn't kill myself.
Or fuck up my family.
Hurt the people I left.
Otherwise, it would be okay to just run around stomping on kittens.
If that was our thing.
Eating babies.
Attacking old and vulnerable people.
Or killing ourselves with drugs.
With drugs, with drugs, with drugs, with drugs.
We wouldn't be taking into account the effect that we have on others. Shit. I might be a deontologist. I was recently talking to a drunk man. A sensitive soul. And a great artist. But confused about who's really drunk.
Who's really getting the liquor poured into them?
In the sense that it's not just himself
that he's
poisoning,
separating himself from, organ pickling, dumbing down,
medicating,
losing,
and perhaps
never having a conversation with again. And he said, you won't know it when you're dead. You won't feel anything
when you're dead.
That it won't matter. Before I could stop myself, I said, it will matter to the people you leave behind. And I saw in his face that he knew that was true.
The people you leave behind love you.
Will suffer. They will suffer your misfortune, your lack of skill and understanding, of being disconnected. And in a type of hell.
A hell that's your addiction.
Your addiction.
Where did my rage go? My hate, my anger. I don't understand it. I feel like I glimpsed ultimate reality.
A full-on mystical experience.
I should look up that word, mystical,
before I use it. Before I use it.
Yeah. transcending human understanding. That's what I'm talking about. Why am I not angry with my son like I was?
What has changed?
That's what's been on my mind. When I see a picture of him or conjure his voice,
his body.
I feel sad. But it's not like it was before.
What has changed?
Where I was clenching my fists and cursing. Cursing life.
What has changed?
Every conversation could be my last.
What has changed?
I don't even want to say, oh, this is so much better. It is. It is.
But it's just what I have.
What I have to deal with now. Feeling love. Feeling forgiveness. Acceptance.
It is.
What has changed?
It's so amazing what we take for granted. I just had that dinner with my beautiful daughter and her partner and my lovely wife, and I was thinking about what we talked about, that this could be our last conversation. I could see my son.
I think about our last conversation.
I miss my son so much.
I didn't feel him
before. I kept myself disconnected.
Disconnected.
By choice. From some ultimate reality. Knowing that
even death,
life and death cannot
erase,
cannot rewrite what has happened, what has unfolded. The love we put in the universe.
I miss simple conversations.
I remember our last conversation. Little words, the last time I saw him.
Face to face.
Beautiful moments. Super normal, just mundane.
That transcend
my understanding. I wish I could hear him right now.
What did we say to each other? What was said behind the words?
Maybe I can. I look at my daughter and I see his face. I look at myself. What was that? I hear him. I hear him. This was our last conversation, face to face. A little conversation.
Last time, face to face.
You saw how Sonya got moved.
Yeah, I don't. That's funny. I thought she was joking at first. thought she was joking at first.
Dude, we're all really scared there for a minute. I've been doing this with you, but they haven't. They just seem to be nice. You should feel really proud about what you've done. A year ago, this wasn't the situation. Hard won and earned and earned and earned and earned. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Let's set you up for what you got to do next week. You just call me tomorrow and we'll just power it. Power it down.
Yeah.
Big hug. Big hug. Big hug. I love you so much. So much. So much. So much. So much. So much. So much.
Yeah. Anytime.
I'm definitely coming down Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Vegas isn't ready. Vegas isn't ready. I think what it is I'd like to see you sometime within that time span between now and Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll figure out when that is.
Before Thanksgiving.
Oh, before Thanksgiving. I don't know. Depends.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe I'll do Thanksgiving, my household. It'd be fun to spend the holiday. We haven't really done that.
Well, maybe I can come down earlier, so it's more like halfway through.
Yeah.
Safety on your fight.
Will it crack your back?
Just do it. Yeah, you got bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take care of your body, stretch out.
Yeah, I just need to get back in my groove there.
Yeah.
Do Tai Chi, yoga.
Beautiful.
I didn't go see Fei Long.
Hey, can't fit it all in.
So I want to do like a big trip. So I want to do like a big trip. So I want to do like a big trip. So I want to do like a big trip. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I talk to you like every day. It doesn't really feel that different. Like when we're sitting in the car looking forward talking, we might as well just...
I feel like I'm in contact with you most of the time, but right before this trip, it had gotten too long.
You're feeling it? Well, you're feeling it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Drive safe to your mom's. Don't be too long. Night-night.
Right, son.
Love you, son. Love you, son.
Yeah.
Love you, son.
I was feeling it.
I love you, son, so much. So much.
That may have been the last time I saw him alive. That was the last time I saw him. Felt him, heard him. I can't rewrite that alive. I can't rewrite the end of his life. I spoke to him on the phone. Any more than I can deny. Yeah, I'm feeling it. How much I loved him. How much I still love him. When he said, you're feeling it, he meant feeling the ache of separation. Please don't.
Please don't.
Please don't. Kill yourself. Like he did.
That's still my message.
That's still my message. Because it's not just about you. It's also about the people you affect. Because we're nothing without starring in each other's movies.
Fuck.
Anyway. All right. Let's play some blues. Here we go. Mr. Nobody, way out.